Marie Rose Ferrand, remembered as Little Rose, was born on May 24, 1902, in Saint-Germain-de-Grantham, Quebec in Canada. She was the 10th of 15 children, born humbly in a stable, much like the Lord she loved. Her mother, though never speaking of it publicly, dedicated each of her children to a mystery of the rosary. As the 10th child, Rose was entrusted to the mystery of the crucifixion. These beginnings seemed to point toward a future as a victim soul. From an early age, Rose spoke of encounters with Jesus, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint Gerard Majella, and Saint Anthony of Padua. Her guiding phrase became, "To suffer in silence, vanity," she often said, "was her greatest fear." Like Christ, she endured scorn and accusations from those who dismissed her as a fraud, but she never sought to defend herself. During her teenage years, illness overtook her body. A mysterious paralysis twisted her muscles, leaving her right hand and left foot useless. Rose knew then she would live a life handicapped, and her youthful days were marked by sadness and isolation. By 1925, when her family moved to Woonsocket, Rhode Island, she was nearly bound to a bed. Her frame had to be strapped to a simple board, for without it, her body would collapse into painful contortions. Physicians could find no answers. It was the summer of her 17th year. The windows stood open, letting in the warm breeze and the sound of life beyond her room. Below, a group of girls her age, her friends and even her own sisters, laughed and chatted in their Sunday dresses, full of youth and movement, preparing to go to church. From a bed, Marie Rose watched them, their joy and freedom a stark contrast to her own frailty. As she listened to their laughter rise up to her window, she felt a crushing weight of sorrow. In that moment, she saw herself as broken, forgotten, and confined to her infirmities, her crutches a silent witness to her suffering. Her heart broke under the weight of it all, longing for what she could no longer have. It was then that her spiritual director, Father Gauthier, taught her the meaning of redemptive suffering. Rose embraced this, offering herself as a victim soul for the expiation of sin. Though her trials were relentless, she refused despair. She surrendered to God's will, embracing sickness as her vocation, and even rejoicing that she was chosen to suffer with Christ. Those who knew her admired her humility and innocence. Always gracious, always sincere, she never let go of her faith or her smile. Charity, patience, and hope were her daily witness. Her life's mission was clear: submission to the will of Jesus and the salvation of souls. Her own words testify to this calling. "I will pray hard, and my suffering will always be for souls. I must ask you to pray for a very important intention. It is for souls, and at any price I must have these. They are so dear to God. Pray, pray, pray." Rose also carried the burdens of countless others, mystically suffering for these afflicted with cancer, heart disease, asthma, paralysis, blindness, and more. She became one of the most fully stigmatized souls in recorded history. While only a handful of mystics ever bore the wounds of Christ, Rose carried only the 5 wounds and the crown of thorns, but also the wound of the shoulder and bleeding from the eyes. The scourging wounds appeared in late 1926. By Lent of 1927, they returned every Friday. Red and purple stripes marked her arms as though struck by whips, swelling painfully like burns. Her feet bore the signs of nails. Describing the piercing in her hands, she exclaimed, "I feel them tearing apart. They seem to separate into shreds and to be drawn aside." In January of 1928, the crown of thorns manifested. The wounds never fully healed, remaining even after death. By 1929, she bore the wound of the heart, and later that year, she began to shed tears of blood. Every Friday, her countenance reflected the holy face. On August 1, 1930, the visible wounds vanished, though the pains intensified. Even then, on days of suffering, her former stigmata darkened and secreted fluid. Like all mystics, she faced doubters who declared her experiences false. Yet Rose remained silent, never retaliating, always offering her suffering back to God. After years of excruciating union with Christ, offered for the conversion of sinners, Rose's earthly journey came to its end on May 11, 1936, at the age of 33, the same age as a crucified Savior. She passed away, just as Jesus had foretold to her, in an ecstasy 7 years earlier. Nearly 15,000 people came to view her remains. More than 4,000 filled the church for her funeral. In 1947, when her grave was opened, her body was found incorrupt, a phenomenon often linked to sanctity. Her entire life, her sufferings, and her death were offered for one purpose, a deep love for Jesus and an unyielding love for souls. After her death, miracles were reported through her intercession. Books chronicled the story, and many testified to the fragrance of roses during prayer, a sign of a heavenly nearness. Marie Rose Farron, pray for us.